That's why then we start the first mobile banking application in Azerbaijan. That was named Unibank Mobile back in 16 when I was already chief IT officer. Our bank managed to gain a huge advantage in competing with bank, which are several times larger than Unibank.
Welcome to Chief Digital Heroes, where we celebrate those who lead the charge on all things digital transformation at the world's most innovative banks and financial institutions. Here's your host, Matthew Van Niekerk, CEO and founder of Settlement. Now, let's jump right into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today and listening to another episode of Chief Digital Heroes. I'm your host, Matthew Van Niekerk, and today I'm speaking with Sather Kazimov, who's the Chief Digital Officer at Unibank. Sather, thank you for chatting with me today.
Thank you.
Can you tell me, where are you located today? We talked to a lot of different banks, and some of our listeners don't know exactly where the banks are located, but it'd be great if you could tell us a little bit about Unibank and where you're located yourself.
We're located in Azerbaijan. It's Caucasus. Azerbaijan is one of the ex-USSR countries, which now with its tourism, Caspian Sea, oil, gas, Eurovision previously, Formula One each year. And I'm from Unibank, which is a local bank, commercial bank. Previously, it was more private than corporate and SME bank. And now we have 80% focused on retail and digital bank. Also, we save the part of the corporate SME and private banking also.
Okay. Super. Thanks for that. I understand you joined Unibank back in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background and your evolution at Unibank?
Sure. In 2005, I started as a help desk intern in Unibank IT division. Imagine that Unibank had only about 100 employees, including branch and head office. There was a lot of three or four branch and little head office, and totally it was a 100 employee, maybe a 110, something else. Being from the family of engineers, I had my experience working from manufacturing gigants of Azerbaijan, you know, maybe a state oil company of Azerbaijan. I started there my practice and switching to the small team where everyone knew each other and strive to assist in case of need, boost my confidence and motivation to work for a common case. And as I said to you previously, there I had to learn how process worked in all this bank for system and something like that. I had to study all the incoming bank of the banking system. And it was very boring for me. And then I thought about it when I played with my friends in billiard on the one paper, I started to prepare the diagram how I think to work really normal banking system and the friendly interface where our specialist from the front office or some middle office should not know how it works. For example, machine engine. She need to use the car, but we don't want to know how it works. That's, I came up with idea in 28. I came up with idea and the change of this system for the, first of all, internal documentation process, especially lending, and then operations in the Unibank. I raised a proposal to system architecture and pitched the idea to the Unibank board. I was then 25 and my board where I worked around the 3 years, they believed in me. Yes, what you need? I said, I need a small team and some resources for this. I was afraid because when somebody believe in your idea and says you, okay, do it, what you need and how time you need. It was afraid for me because it was my first idea from the old to the future. And then a new system allowed us to cut 60% of processes and gradually reduce loan processing from 2 hours on to 15 minutes.
Okay, well,
we don't prepare about 2 months until 6 months a new lending specialist, loan lending specialist. He should know only after this system how to check this in interface this box, which prepared before. For example, clients comes to this specialist in the branch and says, I need the consumer loan. Which one you want, a card-based, for example, grace period or cash credit? He says, cash credit. How long your time you try to pay, for example, 20 miles? He put it there and system give them the answer. And after this, all documentations, all contracts are prints from this system. And the branch start work simply. And also this system was a really friendly interface. That's why from these days until today, this bank used same core banking system, which was built before I start working the bank. It works out now, but it's like a black box with no any users. And ever since my job at the various position in the bank was the introduce processes and solution to business and leverage digital technology. One of the achievements I'm personally most proud of is rolling out of the mobile bank. They started same idea. When I sit in the bank and every time, you know, about all employees of bank had the card, credits, deposit. And every time I thought that why I need to go to branch? I don't want to do it. Yeah. Branch in two floors downstairs under me, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Let's build something for resolve my some problems. That's why then we start the first mobile banking application in Azerbaijan. There was named Unibank Mobile. Back in 16, when I was already chief IT officer, our bank managed to gain a huge advantage in competing with bank, which are several times larger than Unibank. There was very competitive doing this mobile bank and going to digital. After this, we start to business mobile application, SME internet bank. And then I had the idea to separate IT and digital team. Because if you had a IT and digital team, you have problems because you need to think like a business. And also you have a lot of technical guys, which thinking about database, infrastructure, and there was a very big defocusization.
Yeah, I think it's a very different mindset to manage a seamless digital experience or to manage the database and a secured environment that will make sure that what's showing up in the front end is easily accessible and so forth. Yeah.
Sure. And also, I built digital banking when I was a CTO, the chief IT officer. And then I separate IT and digital, and the IT guy from, we bring the very good CTO and CIOs, and I continued my projects like a chief digital officer. In 21, of bank's digital channel reached the maturity level of a complete merger with the business streams operations, and we decided to pass them directly to the run teams. While my team continued expanding the bank's competitiveness in the next generation of innovative technologies and practice like a customer and employee experience research, as well as the ecosystem building. Because if you're thinking only about ideas, innovations, and you forget one most important thing. It's your user, your employee, and your experience, customer. Yeah. Customer experience from the 21s is in top of our priorities. That's why we start to research and we start to speak with our customer to find the best customer experience. After customer experience, we are continuing like a user experience and et cetera, et cetera. After this, we're coming to the ideation process.
Yeah. Can I jump in there? I think it's really interesting to hear that dual focus. So, of course, you need to have customer really a good user experience. You only get that through talking to customers, understanding the journey that they take and what will be the optimal way to do that digitally. And I've seen a lot, I've talked to a couple of banks where, you know, they put only their focus there. But what you mentioned is really interesting is that, you know, bringing your internal systems and also taking kind of a, that same kind of an approach to further developing the experience that employees at Unibank will have. Because what I've seen is that it's challenging for companies to have a one-legged strategy on that. So if they're really focused on making the best consumer apps, but they don't pay attention to their own apps internally and how their employees interact with it, their internal employees are kind of not in a mindset where the experience should be great for the customer. So it's interesting to see that you get that two-leg strategy of improving both externally towards customers and internally towards the employees.
Yep. You should know, first of all, your client, your focus group, should to look to your data. Because if you don't know what your customer wants, maybe you will build the best system, best innovative, something great, something. But if your customer don't understand you, this is a fail. We don't say fail in our bank. We say win or learn. But a lot of learnings, it's maybe very fail for your budgeting and your financial manager. But your customer, the guy which paid for you, he can pay not only with the money, cash, he paid with his attention. He chose. In App Store, he chose you, and you should do something for him.
That's a great outlook, yeah. And I'm curious to hear, so you've been with Unibank for almost 20 years now, and it was interesting to hear that you started as an intern in the bank. My first internship was a frontline teller at a bank. So it was an interesting experience to get early on. And of course, your career has changed a lot since then. The role you're and responsibilities you're taking up have evolved quite dramatically since the early days. And I'm curious to hear today, what does a typical day look like for you?
You know, previously I will add something for the previous question. Before we said that client waiting with the legs because he come for you. And now your client waiting with the click.
Downloaded
your application. If he use your application, it's your client. And typically they, it's a generation of maybe new idea, something new, because it's our challenge. The focusing position at now. Also researching customer experience, researching best practice on the local and world markets, formulating bank strategy, formulating new visions, controlling innovations implementation. This is our main typical day, for example, building the from controlling or formulating some empathy map of the customers, some deep dive interviews with our representative of focus groups, our customers. Very important. And we try to spend most our time of this and sure, a lot of traveling, a lot of think of some conferences, forums.
Yeah. No, I think what you said there is really interesting about the importance of digital transformation in the banking sector. Like in the past, if a client wanted to switch, the barrier might have been a bit high. I've got to take my files, my documents, my balances and deposits and move those to another bank. And in many countries today, that's just a matter of a click, which is something quite the importance of having a really great digital experience. And maybe today, maybe it's an obvious statement, but more important than ever before. But I think if we were to look at, like, you've seen the journey and you, as I understand, you've initiated it to transform banking processes at Unibank from, you know, paper-based or manual-based to fully digital. And, you know, that digital transformation process, how would you characterize or summarize the state of digital transformation at Unibank today? Are we at the starting point? I find it shouldn't be the starting point. Of course, you've done and achieved many great milestones in the transformation journey, but where do you see the state of Unibank from digital transformation starting point to into the future? Where are you today with the digital transformation process?
You know, now when 8 years ago we started digital transformation, it was something new because all business managers looked to us like crazies because we say that, you know, you shouldn't work like this. You will not work like this. you will not earn profit like this because everything will change. And they're afraid of us because they're afraid of the disruption from our division. And nobody can help us and nobody believe in us. Only main shareholder. Yeah. And he said that I will do because I need to save my bank. And I said a lot of times about the Kodak experience. Mm-hmm. He was the best in the world. Yeah. And there was nothing. And we start with the big problems with development because we had the old banking ecosystem, old banking infrastructure. We had the very big problems with the regulations because the regulation was closed. And we had the crisis on this. There was oil prices get down and economy in Azerbaijan was not sustainable and our courses jumps every day. And under this situation, I said my team that it's good for us because all banks goes to the heights, all processes. We should use this situation in economy's position. We start up this process. First of all, we start from the branch process. After parallelly, we start to automatization of this process because if you will bring from the branch some transactions to the mobile, it will be fail. Because end user don't use this system like your employee. You don't want to know something. Like me in 2008, when I came into this core system operations. And after this situation, we said that we're one of the best in Azerbaijan. We get a strong position in digital. And then we can see that all banks do same. And customer can choose you. Then we started a new neobank in Azerbaijan. We had to bring the Ukrainian fintech farms company and build with them the Leobank. It's like a neobank. It's a very interesting situation. As this our co-venture project and the first digital-only bank in Azerbaijan and Caucasia reached 1 million customers in 24 months after its release in August. 21. And now I also think that it's not our, well, we can stop because now I'm thinking and try to the build new strategy for the 5 years in future. It's like an open bank because we have no any regulation like in Europe about open banking, like a BSD2 or something. But I think that we have a lot of fintechs and startups and they need to support because never banking team can build so fast like a startup. But if I support this fintech or startup, I will participate in his success history.
Yeah.
And there may be profit sharing. That's why I should to build like a BaaS, bank as a service. I should to build like a acceleration center for these players of the market. We should to do it. That's why our focus in this because digital for the digital, it's not the strategy. Because after 8 years, our business start thinking as a digital first for his products and his initiative and his services. 8 years ago, they don't think as a digital first. They thought like branch first. I should give to branch for the sale. And now all businesses thinking like what I should to build for the mobile bank, for the selling, for the increase my profit, increase monthly active use. Yeah, we had a new words in our glossary of in the business. It's monthly active usage, monthly active transactions. It's a lot of new words which business didn't know before.
Yeah.
And now we are thinking about new future, not only digital.
Yeah.
We're centric, market centric, and it's maybe not only consumer customer. It's maybe customer like a startup, like a fintech partners, because startup and fintech in future can start the lending program and regulation will regulation allow them to start lending. And what they don't have card, okay, you can buy in them card. You can sell them card, co-brand card with these startups. You can sell their your experience like a scoring model, customer experiences. But the startup will be every time faster than any bank.
That's really interesting to see how the digital transformation journey at Unibank has come very far. And maybe what I understand, Sathar, in your vision is that the next 5 years, as you said, is not so much about one captain of the ship in a way. There's how do we create an ecosystem around banking services through partnerships, through other means to build out more of an ecosystem? And if that looks like open banking in Europe, or that is something more unique to the Azerbaijani market, it's really interesting to see how the vision is changing. But maybe the question was, where are you on the digital transformation journey? And I think that what you just laid out is kind of the vision that you're contemplating, thinking about, where part of that continuum, because digital transformation, I think, almost never has an end point, because there's always a new approach, there's new technologies. And I think what you've kind of nicely captured is like maybe the next phase is more driven by an ecosystem of partners that are brought in through kind of an open banking approach that allows or enables customers to get more value from banking services. And that's really an interesting picture for the future.
Maybe we should, first of all, consider that we will not have the bank in the future. We will have banking as a application maybe, or like a building of the bank or center of the customer or care or customer support. There will be banking, and the banking will be in Instagram, Facebook, X, and a lot of another startups, which will be start with short services, maybe sell to a bigger player. I don't believe in the bank as institution of the customer support or customer products. I believe in banking like a customer experience.
Yeah, that's a really, really interesting distinction you make there, and a really clear one for me. Yeah, there are banks and there's banking. Banking is an activity and banks are an institution behind it. And I think that it's really an interesting vision for the future about the focus being less on banks and more about banking and what value that brings to customers. And with that in mind, I'm curious to hear, like, if you've got this vision of the future where, the emphasis is less on banks and more on banking, are there particular technologies that you think are going to enable that sort of a future vision? And what technologies in particular do you find interesting, fascinating, things that excite you?
The rapid advance in artificial intelligence and machine learning process probably a higher potential to reshape everything we know about consumer services, including retail banking. We can already say what the main points of the application, which is A, enhancing customer experience through experience customized to virtually where every customer, streamlining operation with the automation, and C, strengthening cybersecurity measures.
Yeah.
The rise of the blockchain and distributed ledger technology is another factor of global banking that create new opportunities for the security and transparent transaction on a global level. Zooming in one of the Azerbaijan market, two key areas of focus are development of artificial intelligence tool and new legislation towards open banking. In the local context, the advancement of the artificial intelligence tools is pivotal for optimizing processes, improving customer interactions, and enhancing operational efficiency within Azerbaijani banking sector. Artificially not yet integrated into any process to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah.
But expect a boom in artificial intelligence adoption in the next 2 years. I think like this because artificial intelligence should be part of our decision-making, or should be part of our life. We based on the data, maybe we say sometimes the big data, we say data knowledge and some, but the artificial intelligence, it's the next level, because we will not look to the data only. We will not to the solution from this intelligence, this system artificial intelligence. We will use it. Because, for example, a few years ago, I had to build the event management, event analytics system, but it worked like a script. If my client do this, and he's focused to the this, give him this. And it's the event in the, for example, when he paid for card in the market, supermarket, his bill more than 100, but less than 300 manats, our local currency, for example, dollars, he's in the this group, send push notification to this client to use the, for example, buy now, pay later for this purchase. But there was a script, a lot of scripts for each focus groups, you know, which use this product. But artificial intelligence works on the few scripts, but gives you more advantages.
Right. So very interesting stuff. And now I'm going to zoom in a little bit, Siddharth, if I may, on your role as a chief digital officer. So to be successful as a chief digital officer, what do you think are the top skills that are required?
You know, I don't want to answer like as a top manager of the bank, but as a simple digital guy, because my team don't look for me like at the top manager or the executive board or officer or something else. He looks to me as a part of this laboratory team or digital banking team. I can say, first of all, try, disagree with current situation. Strive to create better experience. Strive to change the world around of you. Because you don't agree with status quo, with this system, with this process. And work on it. Try to change. Don't stop. Always look forward. Always look. When bank looks for the 2 years forward period, I'm looking for the 5 years. Because 2 years, it's a today. Really today.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah.
Something in next year, it's today for you. You should think future like for the 3 or 5 years in future. Yes, it may be changed. There may be start war, maybe start crisis, maybe start some like a COVID crisis. Yeah. It may change everything for you. But you should every time to think about this planning. And people may not agree with us, but we shouldn't stop. As soon as we stop, we lose.
Right.
Nobody will agree with you from the old situation because you bringing out them from their comfort zone. But you should not stop. Yeah. Never.
That's interesting. Never stop.
You will die.
That's very, great advice. Never stop. Always look 5 years when everyone else is looking 2 years. So that's, I think we were to try to distill that down to a skill. It's, I guess, maybe a little bit like stay curious about the future and persevere through tough times. Yeah, the perseverance and curiosity, I think, are important for sure. And as a chief digital officer, what's the most difficult part about being a chief digital officer?
You know, the most difficult thing was before. When you try to explain to all professionals in the banking environment that you will not be able to work like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's very hard. We need to change and we need to invest not in the development of a branch network. For example, you should invest to the technology, IT guys, new initiatives. Your initiative, it's just, I have an idea, I will go there. You need to test your idea. You need to MVP. You need to test on the customer journey map or employee map or a lot of something before you will spend money. But even now, you come and say that in a couple of years, you will not be able to work like that. And you need to change again, like I said before, because they had a no comfort zone, new comfort zone. We have a digital bank, we have a mobile bank, we have an internet bank. Okay, we changed. You said we need to change, we changed. We have everything. And you can again and say, you need to change again because world has changed. And well, all world changed much more faster than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We have constantly taken people out of their comfort zone every time. And this is very difficult. It's much more difficult in part of our digital life. In the board of the bank, you may be alone, the crazy man.
Right, okay.
Because we have a chief financial officer, we have a chief executive officer, chief operating officer, chief IT officer, it's maybe look like me, and a lot of chief CRM, chief risk management officer, CRO. And they are every time in stable system. They need to same situation. They need to plan to grow their stability. And we're coming and say that, you know, I need a few millions to invest in this and it will be changed everything. But maybe I will need your branch. I will not need any branch of your banking.
Right. So I guess that kind of paints the picture set there where in the board meeting, you're kind of like the odd duck. Everybody likes stability. And you're like, I don't like stability. We need to change. You know, yeah. That's the...
For example, when I said that we need to change our branch system, for example, we need the tellers there anymore, where the customer will bring to the cash. I said that first question, why he brings cash first? Why we need the employee there? We have a machine.
Yeah.
You can put the money into machine. Why need the employee in the teller? Why we need in the branch the lending special operation? We need the customer care man with a tablet. He will invite the client to the table and speak with them. Not to do something. He will speak with them, explain how it works. And if you want something, I can help to you, but you can do it with your internet bank or mobile bank, something else. It's like a bank representative in the area, not a branch.
Yeah, and that changes. I think what you're describing kind of changes from kind of the role of the banker in that person-to-person context moves from a transactional thing to a relationship thing where you can then just do advisory and support.
We say this process, the physical and digital, physical processes. When digital, the process ecosystem meets between physically representative from a bank representative and digital processes. And the only channel, it should be works like iPhone, for example.
Yeah.
You don't think about it. You don't care about it because if you do something in this channel, you may continue in another channel or with this digital office.
Yeah. So maybe I'm going to shift to the next question. So I think there's a lot of interesting stuff about what you're doing at the bank and in your role. And there must be, you know, misunderstandings about what is a chief digital officer at Unibank and for you in particular. What are some common misunderstandings about the role of the chief digital officer?
Well, this role is not business. This role is not IT. We are people who build new opportunities on the fusion between IT and business, while using all possible new technologies and know-how. Because everybody thinks digital banking is the business, or digital banking, business look like IT, and IT looks to us like a business guys. We are not business, we're not IT. We're in the middle. We are the bridge between technology to the business profitable bank, and again, from the business to the IT or know-how. Because you every time challenge not only business, you're challenging the IT guys. When you're coming there and everything is about works okay, and comes the digital guy and said, guys, I have a know-how idea. We should redevelop this process. And IT guy, it works okay. Good clients coming. Business says, that works okay. Business, the clients coming, transactions coming. I say that, no, we should change it. That's why the main misunderstanding from not only in the bank, the out of the bank, the digital is not business and not technology.
Got it. That's a great summary there.
Maybe it's quick dose of advice from the trenches. First off, be the best pulse with the change. The digital journey is a roller coaster. Resist the twist and you will miss the thrill. Embrace adaptively. The status quo is yesterday's news. Communication is your superpower. Your strategy might be a tech marvel, but if grandmama doesn't get it, simplify. You are the digital storyteller. We have a narrative, not jargon. Remember, it's people first and tech second.
Right.
Your team is your rock. Foster a culture where everyone feels like a digital superhero.
Great. I love that. I love that. Make everybody the superhero. Celebrate success. And yeah, fantastic. That's the good words to close on, Sattar. And what social media channels do you use if people want to follow what's happening with you?
LinkedIn, Facebook. You can connect with me directly on WhatsApp or Telegram, everywhere you want.
All right. You're very open. All right. Sattar, I'd like to thank you once again for giving some time to the Chief Digital Heroes podcast. It's great to hear your closing advice on tips from the trenches. That was fantastic. Thanks so much. And let's stay in touch. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Chief Digital Heroes, brought to you by Settlement, the world's leading blockchain transformation platform. To learn more about Settlement or to access the latest episodes, visit settlement.com.